For decades, doctors and inventors have been looking at ways to get paralyzed people to stand upright and move around at eye level. There are health benefits to greater mobility. But as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, military veterans who have lost the use of their legs usually focus on another reason, independence.
The most coveted of all power wheelchairs is actually a 20-year-old invention, the iBot. That's for one reason. Stairs.
Now, the first time you go downstairs, it's a little unnerving because you're like, ah, I hope all this works.
On his back porch outside Nashville, Tennessee, Gary Linfoot is sitting in his iBot, a heavy motorized chair with four wheels about the size of dinner plates. The chair reclines, balances, and he heads up his steep porch steps backwards. The two sets of tires ratchet end over end, going up the stairs like a cog railway. Linfoot did 23 years in the Army. He flew attack helicopters for special forces. In 2008, he crashed south of Baghdad.
Wasn't shot down or anything. It was just a mechanical malfunction. Probably a $25 part failed, and we lost all power to the rotor system. You could say it was a successful landing, or maybe it wasn't.
Successful because everyone survived, but the impact severed Linfoot's spine. He's paralyzed below his chest. It took him a couple years to accept it.
Every day you learn something new. You learn how to deal with the injury, how to cope. You become a great problem solver.
So the iBot allows him to solve problems like street curbs, and it means he doesn't hesitate before visiting friends who have stairs. The social aspect is a big deal, which brings us to the iBot's other feature. It stands up. Almost defying gravity, the wheels slowly stack up vertically.
It just pops up on the two wheels.
From the side, it looks like an easy chair on a unicycle.
And it goes beyond just reaching in a cabinet to get the cookies that my wife might hide up there or the good booze. You know, when you go out to a social setting, back up at 6 foot, talking to somebody eye to eye, you get this sense of dignity, and the disability just kind of fades away into the background.
Now, doctors are more interested in standing up in a different way, a way that gets paralyzed veterans moving their legs. At the Bronx VA in New York, veterans come for therapy that actually allows them to walk again, an exoskeleton called a ReWalk. It's like a backpack with robotic leg braces. Doctors Will Bauman and Ann Spungen study the effects of paralysis.
If someone has a spinal cord injury that limits the ability to get up and go, that'll have numerous adverse effects on health.
Just like you and I, if we sat around all day, we already know that's the worst thing we can do to ourselves.
Paralyzed people are prone to weakened bones, higher blood pressure, urinary infections, and constipation that can be debilitating. Dr. Ann Spungen says the ReWalk can help.
With as little as 4 to 6 hours of walking a week, 50% of our patients lost over a kilogram of body fat.
Back in Tennessee, Gary Linfoot has a similar device in his home called an exo. He gets in it a couple times a week for therapy, but so far these devices can only go on flat surfaces. What Linfoot really wants is a sort of Iron Man suit that would let him walk around town. Until then, he's happiest with the iBot. Problem is, Linfoot says, they stopped making them. In 2009.
I was very disappointed because I knew, my tent was up. I had one, but I knew that there were other people out there that, could use this device, this technology, and it would not be available to them.
The market for them was small. At $25,000 per chair, insurance and even the VA wouldn't usually cover it. Some vets got them through charities, but those machines are now mostly sitting in the garage, dead, with nowhere to service them. But the iBot may soon ride again.
The reason some of these veterans need these things is they've literally given up pieces of their body for this country. The least we can do is give them back the best technology that is currently available.
That's Dean Kamen, inventor of the Segway. The Segway was actually a byproduct of designing the iBot. Now Toyota is backing Kamen's reissue of the iBot, which is due for an update anyhow.
With the advances in computers, the advances in the solid state gyros and electronics, and we can take 100 pounds out of it. We can take a lot of cost out of it. We can improve it.
Kamen says he's hoping to have a newer, cheaper iBot out sometime next year. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.